group of eight leaders promised $20 billion in aid to Tunisia and Egypt today and held out the prospect of billions more to foster the Arab Spring and the new democracies emerging from popular uprisings. Meanwhile, the G8 have committed to more transparency in the distribution of foreign aid, including working towards a public common standard for tracking aid. I spoke to Dr. Amy Pollard, a specialist on foreign aid for the British Catholic Aid Agency, CAFOD. She spoke to me about the previous commitments made on aid by G8 countries in the past.
Well, it has been rather disappointing that there hasn't been a better commitment from some of the other G8 donors on aid. But I do think it's fantastic news that Britain has kept its promises, even in this difficult time. And I think that's something that we can all really be proud of. The other thing is to say that whilst the other G8 donors may not have been keeping their promises, there are major other European countries who are really, really upping their pledges. So Luxembourg, Sweden, Denmark, Belgium, and Norway are giving nearly 1% of their income to aid, whereas Britain gives 0.56%. So it's not like Britain's out on their own there.
You know, every time there is a summit like this, be it the G8, even the G20, sometimes other gatherings, we do get these kinds of commitments. But as everyone who works in the nonprofit, you get a lot of commitments, but you don't always get a lot of follow-up on those commitments. What kind of practical things would you like to see come out of this meeting?
Well, one of the things we were incredibly excited about was the commitment that the G8 communique made to aid transparency. And, of course, it's very easy to really fixate on the amount of aid that's being given. But, of course, aid isn't just a matter of quantity. It's about quality, too. And the G8 said that they were all going to really commit to making their aid more transparent, which is a hugely important step in terms of addressing issues of corruption and accountability and making sure that aid is directed where it's really needed most. And so they've said they're going to lead by example. They've said they're going to make all aid transparent and use an important meeting in November as a crunch time to fulfill that commitment. So more than any other, we're really hoping that they'll follow through on that.
You mentioned this transparency issue. We talk about aid donors. What do you want to see from those countries who are receiving the aid? You talk about transparency on a concrete level. What does that mean?
The big idea in aid transparency right now is an initiative called IATI, which is about publishing information on aid in a common format, which anyone from any organization all over the world can suck up that data and reuse it in a way that's meaningful to the people in their own communities. And it would be fantastic to see everyone who's part of the aid system to use that standard format, because really, if you don't use a standard format, then you're not talking the same language, and it's impossible to make meaning out of the information that people put out.
How much of the transparency is it important just because of the corruption, or does efficiency also play a role in the transparency?
Well, it has a huge range of benefits, really. I mean, if you just think logically about it, in terms of coordinating aid and making sure that you don't have huge numbers of aid projects in one area and then very little aid projects in another area where people might be equally in need of assistance, you can't actually coordinate and make sensible decisions about where each resource should be deployed if you can't step back and see the big picture on where resources are being spent already. So that's the number one kind of mutual benefit that transparency brings to the aid arena. And that's why it's so important that G8 countries, being such big players in the scene, put their information out there first. Because, of course, unless you have the big players giving their information, then it doesn't mean so much if you just have the smaller ones. So it has that benefit hugely. But it also allows people to scrutinize whether or not aid is being spent on the things that it's meant to, whether or not aid is being diverted either by officials in developing countries or by project managers or even by politicians in donor countries who might prefer to see aid money being spent on other things, on defense activities, etc. So it really does have a really wide-ranging set of benefits. I mean, it's not a magic bullet that can prevent everything going wrong in aid, but it's a fundamental condition that if you don't have it, it's really very difficult to make progress.